This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind?
Happy President's Day. So if Donald Trump is not your president, are you taking... No, you're working today, then, if Donald Trump is not your president, then. Because it's not President's Day. I'm not sure how that works out. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or by text at 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell. I have no idea if... did you break that thing?
Hey, now, easy.
I have no idea.
I'm new here.
I have no idea if Kevin is here today or not.
I'm not sure who's anywhere today. But I had to break down the door to get in, so...
Hey, I even shoveled for you. Just for you, Ron.
Seems like every time I'm here,
I'll trudge through the snow. I don't care, but I realize Ron Ness, our A of the A-list, is in today for Scott Hennon. I thought, no, I'm not going to make him trudge through the snow like I do. I'll get it all shoveled and even put some salt down in some of the ice there to try to help you out there, Ron.
Well, thank you very much. And it is President's Day, Todd, and I have uncovered some facts for you and I today to play a little of. It's not really, it's kind of President's Trivia, but you want to go first for our listeners?
You know, one of my favorites is James Polk's wife. I'm not sure, although it does, and I'll tell you why, reminds me of back in school, in my case. The wife of the 11th President, James Polk, he served from 1845 to 1849, as I'm sure we all remember firsthand without Googling, without going to Wikipedia.
Maybe the test should be, are these impeachable offenses that we're about to read today?
Well, they would be in this day and age. He was a serious Presbyterian and frowned upon dancing. So it was banned in the White House and at the inaugural ball. I remember I went to a rather conservative Christian high school in Minneapolis growing up, and they didn't allow dancing, but they did allow, in middle school, roller skating. Apparently, on wheels, we could be trusted, because if we tried anything, if a guy tried anything with a girl, he was probably going to fall on his butt anyway. So I guess on wheels, it's okay, but just on regular feet, then...
I think these are going to go under the... there have been some unique things that have occurred in the White House over the years. Warren Harding gambled away the White House china. President in 1921 to 1923 loved a game of poker. During one of his biweekly poker games, he gambled away a set of china that had been in the White House for 30 years. Impeachable offense?
Are these chips big enough? And you toss the plate right...
How about this one, Todd? On President's Day, as we celebrate the various things that have happened, Herbert Hoover, president from 1929 to 1933, insisted that his staff never lay eyes on him around the White House, and he didn't want to see them either. White House staffers would play a interesting game of hide and seek. They would pile into closets and hide behind the bushes so the president couldn't see them.
You know, or some of the like Hollywood A-listers and stuff have riders in their contracts. Nobody's to look right at them. When the Edison Company installed electricity at the White House in 1891, the 23rd President Benjamin Harrison and his wife refused to touch the light switches for fear of being electrocuted. Now, I guess we perfected that art or science or both since then, so they're safe. I'm sure once upon a time it was probably a little bit of a crapshoot there. That
never know.
Could have round in here. I don't want to die.
All right, and maybe this was the best, the first, and maybe the favorite. George Washington owned a profitable whiskey distillery. At peak production in 1799, the distillery produced 11,000 gallons of whiskey with sales of $7,500 that year. Perhaps the largest distillery in the country at the time. You gotta like that guy.
So which president used to skinny dip? It is not Bill Clinton, sir. Well, do we know that for a fact?
Fact check.
Just because it's never been reported doesn't mean it never happened. I'll start with me on my friend that used to fly Hillary to and from Bill back during that administration, because I had stories from him.
Moving right along, Todd.
John Quincy Adams, 1825 to 1829. And maybe skinny dipping was a bigger thing back then. I don't know. Known for awakening before dawn to take a dip without his clothes. Imagine Secret Service. Do they have Secret Service?
Moving right along. James Monroe was known for his violent streak. After deciding not to run against James Monroe in the 1820 presidential election, William H. Crawford took the position as Secretary of Treasury. During a clash between the two men, the fifth president chased the politician out of the room while brandishing a set of tongs from the fireplace.
And which presidents were arrested? James Madison, who his team lost to NDSU, and Thomas Jefferson taking a carriage ride on a Sunday in the 1790s. That was against Vermont law. You couldn't take a carriage ride. You're supposed to ride horseback.
What year was that?
17, in the 1790s.
Hold it now. But in 2019, you can now shop on a Sunday morning in North Dakota.
Gasp! Our forefathers would be just beside themselves.
We've come a long way. Okay, enough of that. Let's move along.
Imagine a supermarket being open at 3 a.m. back then. I'm sure if you called the dry goods store proprietor, he might get out of bed at 3 in the morning if you really needed something, but you'd have to make that phone call.
We've got a great lineup of guests today, Todd. Chief of Staff for Congressman Kelly Armstrong, and Roz has a great history. She worked at the White House. She also was the Executive Director of the North Dakota Republican Party, and I've known her for about a decade, and she's going to call in and tell us what's going on with the congressman today. Following that, we've got Tully Kavnis is the president and co-founder of Caruso Energy. They are essentially taking flare gas off North Dakota Bakken wells and powering the cloud. It is a very interesting story. Got Tommy Kenneville, who is one of North Dakota's leaders in the drone world. He's going to talk to us about an exciting new project that he has going on in McKenzie County in relation to the utilization of drones and roads. And in the 10:30 hour, we're going to have Bill Panos, the new director of the Department of Transportation. Bill's got I think some things will be of great interest to our readers about what's going on across North Dakota roadways and some of the plans that they have going forward. We also this week, Todd, have a remember last time I was hosting, we had a couple of days worth. We took ideas about the North Dakota Legacy Fund. Well, this week in Watford City, North Dakota, at the Rough Rider Center, the Legacy Fund Earnings Committee, which is essentially comprised of all of our legislative leaders, chaired by Representative Chet Pollard, the House Majority Leader, and Senator Rich Warden, the Senate Majority Leader, along with the Appropriations Chairs, the Tax Chairs, and others, are in Watford City, as I said, taking public input on what they think we should be doing with the Legacy Fund earnings, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Wednesday, February 19th at the Rough Rider Event Center, and Thursday morning from 8:30 to 11 at the Rough Rider Event Center. So great opportunity for North Dakotans to get out and voice their opinions and their thoughts. And, of course, remember last time these guys were doing this in Fargo? They had to call the cops. There was a big ruckus that broke out. And that won't happen in Watford City.
We know that.
So in addition to that, Todd, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, we've been preparing for our Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in May. Remember that big event that we have every other May 19th through the 21st. Yeah. Later this week, we'll be rolling out our agenda of many of our keynote speakers that have been already confirmed, and it's going to be a great event. We're going to have about 300 exhibit booths. We've still got some exhibit booths, and we're expecting over 2,500 people, and it's just really become a huge event, I think, in terms of North Dakota business development, but probably the biggest oil and gas event north of Houston.
Speaking of presidents, we got to drop the ball to Daytona 500. Our current president and first lady were there.
We'll fly over.
Missed that. I was watching golf.
Well, the race that didn't happen because of the rain, but it would have happened. But they did a flyover anyway, so how about that?
Hey.
And they stood at attention at Daytona. I mean, that's what NASCAR does versus the NFL.
That's the new threshold, right?
Exactly.
What actions will they take? So, so President's Day, I think, kind of a mix, Todd, of people being off, people working.
Yeah. And it depends on...
You're working.
I know in Bismarck and Mandan, there's still garbage collection, but the city offices are closed. I think West Fargo delayed theirs a day, if I'm not mistaken, and Fargo was going to collect it, but the city offices are closed. A lot of the stock markets are closed today, commodities markets, stuff like that. So,
hey, the news has to happen. The radio has to happen.
Well, exactly.
We're still producing energy in North Dakota today, so
that's right.
It's pretty.
Yeah, you shut the pipeline off for a day. Oh, we're going to stop the oiler.
24/7, 365.
Medical professionals, I mean, they still pretty much work, right? I mean, you know.
Yeah,
we can't save your life today, but if you come during business hours, we can handle that for you.
I thought driving across town, it was kind of a mix, obviously. You've got
I live by the Capitol, so it was a little quieter today.
Yeah.
Thank God, because it's tough to get onto 4th by the Capitol when the state people are working, so I kind of enjoy those holidays. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, and you can text us at 701-226-8503. When we come back, Ron Ness and what?
Roz Layton.
They're on the way. And hopefully you and your calls, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-226-8503.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let's find out. Meanwhile, What's in Your Mind is brought to you by Oasis. Oasis Petroleum, the Be the Buffalo Hotline. They go into the storm. Find out more at oasispetroleum.com. You call the Be the Buffalo Hotline anytime at 1-855-217-76. Hit option 1, and it puts you through 24-7, 365, or in this case, 366, since it is. It is a leap year. That was not rain. It was the tears of liberals yesterday at Daytona that rained it out. I've seen the meme, but thanks for that reminder. 21 after the hour, Todd Mitchell. Kevin off today, feeling he kind of went a little under the weather, so he got, I don't know what under the weather means. Maybe Ron S. can explain that, because he's in for Scott Ennen today.
Well, I'm not sure what under the weather means, Todd, but were we able to connect with Roz Layton, you guys? Assuming that we're working on that.
Probably a no. Here, let me... there is an email. I'll put it in our little Slack deal.
All right, you guys will call her up. So
there you go. I got a number now.
Todd, one of the things that has been on my mind lately is I was down in Houston, and the Houston folks are obviously extremely proud of what the Astros have done, and it hasn't gotten a lot of attention and around here to the extent it has in Houston. But boy, is people are hanging their heads in Houston with the old sign-stealing gate. And just curious how this is going to play out as we get rolling into baseball, and be interested to get some listener comments today on what they think should be happening to the players, and if this is the norm in baseball now. So, but it was pretty interesting just to talk to the people across the city of Houston and see and feel their disappointment for what happened to their cheating gate, I guess, with the stealing of signs and baseball and all of that, and how it's shaken out with the managers. And so that was pretty interesting, something we just don't really track closely up here as they do in Houston. So getting back to the news, Todd, how are we doing on that phone call?
We got him.
Roz, you in the line?
I'm here. I thought you were on the radio, so I didn't want to start talking. Be like, hey, Ron.
Hey, we had a pretty short window today. Tell us what's going on today, Roz.
Hey, Ron. So, no, we're just coming to you live from Fargo, where we're about to kick off Congressman Armstrong's reelection campaign. So we'll be in Fargo this morning, Dickinson later today, tomorrow in Dickinson for an event out at Baker Boy, and then wrapping everything up with Kelly keynoting the Bismarck Lincoln Day dinner on tomorrow night, and then actually next weekend he'll be keynoting the Minot Lincoln Day dinner on Sunday. And so, you know, just a great opportunity to get around the state, get the word out about the campaign, and, you know, talk to the people.
Well, that's great news. Roz Kelly's announcing is for another term as you North Dakota congressman. You've been working with Kelly really since he took office almost a year and a half ago, I guess, and as his chief of staff. And prior to that, you were at the White House, and prior to that, you were the executive director of the North Dakota Republican Party. So what's the one thing that I guess you've seen with Kelly and why he's such a good fit in Congress and what he's doing for the people of North Dakota out there representing us?
You know, Ron, one of the things right now that's so divisive in Washington is just the partisanship that continues to permeate every single issue. You know, we saw the Democrats hold USMCA hostage. They even held up and played politics with an act called the Debbie Smith Act, which provides federal funding for rape kit testing. And so one thing that I think that I really admire him, and I think his colleagues both on the Republican side and across the aisle, is his willingness to fight with somebody at noon and sit down and work with them at, you know, 12:30. And so one of the big things that he's been advocating for out in Washington is criminal justice reform and addiction treatment and trying to find a way for those issues to be solved at the local level rather than the federal level. Because as we all know, you know, the federal government can do some things right, but when it comes to managing things that are so localized to the towns and communities and counties that they're happening in, you know, that's best handled on the local level. And so let's give that power back to the states, the counties, and the tribal governments.
Well, Roz, I think you're right, and that was one of the great traits that Kelly brought to the North Dakota legislature as well, and I think earned the respect across the aisle and was more than happy to work on a good topic with the folks across the aisle. So when you were in the White House and you came in with this president, and were you surprised at the at really the political environment and you know, coming from North Dakota into the White House and into Washington, and how rough it is out there?
You know, it is really divisive, but the great thing about my job at the White House is that I had 11 states across the country that I was in charge of. And so really being able to travel out to those states and be on the ground for the president's rallies, for his official events, and see what people in, I'd hate to say it, real America are saying. And, you know, I think we get so caught up in D.C. because we have just a constant barrage of news that we forget how the president's policies are really affecting the people out in the country. And people are so, I was in Houston, Texas for a rally, and 48 hours before the president even touched down, there were people who were lining up, and it was just, I mean, it was truly incredible to see. And I know that the excitement and the enthusiasm has only increased since then. I mean, with the New Hampshire primaries last week, he had more people turn out. I think it was 130,000 people turn out to vote in the primaries for him when he didn't even have an opponent. And so I think that we'll see that enthusiasm carry us through the 2018 elections.
Roz, what's Congressman Armstrong's main couple of points as he's traveling across the state this week announcing for another term in U.S. Congress?
I think the first and foremost is that, you know, we've seen the past 3 years under this president, how the policies have impacted the people. Our business and economy are thriving. People have more money in their paycheck, and by every metric, you know, the people's outlook on life is better than it was years ago. And so it's that. And then, you know, it's no secret that farmers and ranchers and our ag producers have had a tough year between weather events and trade wars. And just, you know, highlighting what he did working with Governor Burgum and Senators Hovind and Kramer to get President Trump's to approve the disaster declaration. And then, you know, fighting for criminal justice reform and opioid addiction. I was reading an article this morning that talked about how meth is making a huge comeback, and it's one of those things that we have to keep an eye on, and it's always present.
Well, that's great news. Give us one more time his schedule for the week.
So we'll be at the Holiday Inn in Fargo here at 10 a.m. for an announcement, and then we are going to be in Dickinson tomorrow at 8 a.m. Mountain Time for an event at Baker Boy, and then he'll speak at the Stark County Development Corporation annual luncheon, and then finishing up tomorrow night at the Elks Lodge with the Bismarck Area Republicans for their annual Lincoln Day dinner.
Well, Roz, thanks a lot for joining us, and keep up the great work in Washington. We're all extremely proud of what you've been able to do, and, of course, the congressman doing a great job, so give him a high five from me as well. So thanks a lot.
I will. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
This is Ron Ness sitting in for Scott Hannon today on What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back after these messages with Cully Kavnis, a very interesting story about some new technology occurring in the Bakken.
I've been talking about hot spring spas and pool tables too for years with Vince Webker, and the wellness part of this is really what most excites me. What should people know about the wellness benefits?
So there's a lot to know, but I promise you this. I preach it daily in-house. If you want to live better and live longer, get a sauna or a hot tub. I promise it will work. The reasons why, we're here to explain it when you come into hot spring spas.
A sauna about the size of a refrigerator, plug it in, you go. Hot tub, they'll put it in the winter, no problem. Hot spring spas, pool tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and I'm here to encourage you to install a flagpole. Our products are American-made. T6 spun aluminum with stainless steel hardware. They're engineered for our environment and built to last. Our flags are pre-reinforced before flight. So express your inalienable right to the pursuit of happiness. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagpoleGuy.com. And thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
14 people who were evacuated from the Diamond Princess cruise ship and flown back to the United States yesterday while they're infected with the coronavirus. The U.S. Departments of State and Health and Human Services releasing a joint statement early today saying passengers that tested positive were isolated from the other passengers during the flights and were transported to an appropriate location for continued isolation and care. Officials say the remaining passengers will stay under quarantine for 14 days. Over 1,000 former employees of the Justice Department are calling for Attorney General Bill Barr to resign over his handling of the Roger Stone case. In an open letter to Barr, the ex-department workers say that he and President Trump have openly and repeatedly flouted the rule of law and have damaged the department's reputation and integrity. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0551-800-228-0550. Ron Ness for Scott Hanna today. Brought to you in part by the University of Mary. Working adults who want to further their education are looking for solid value for their money. They need flexible program options that are affordable, and they want them from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence. At the University of Mary, words like flexible and affordable mean something. At the University of Mary, flexibility means choosing your program mode. Programs for working adults are offered online, on-site, or a blend of the two. You choose the right fit for your life. At the University of Mary, affordability means costs are truly competitive. Transparency means no hidden fees, with many of our programs featuring tuition that's locked in. At the University of Mary, support means our faculty members are invested in your success and work with you throughout your entire program. Bottom line, at the University of Mary, value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Find out for yourself at umary.edu/online. 27 before the hour. I'm Todd Mitchell, and in for Scott Hennon, here's Ron Ness.
Thank you, Todd, and we're back in the second half hour, the first hour, and we're trying to reach Cully Kavnis, I believe, so we're having some extreme challenging technology today. That Kevin's gone. Everything goes to heck, right, Todd? So.
Well, even sometimes when Kevin's here, people don't, you know, either don't answer their phone or it's President's Day. Maybe everybody's deciding Donald Trump is my president, therefore I'm taking the day.
It is. Do we have a caller?
Not everybody can be like you and me there. Well, he's getting that. Once he finds out who's on.
All right.
If every goes well, somebody will call. I lost a dog, and Daniel just, or whatever, and then Daniel just sort that information.
So I do have a
Or message. Sometimes it's a robocall, too. You get those, right?
We do have a text question, and it says, ask Ron about the status of the tribal refinery. Nobody seems to know anything.
Hey, Ron, what's the status of the tribal refinery?
I'm quite certain what that means, but Three Affiliated Tribes was discussing a tribal refinery going back to about 2002, and I don't know what the status of that refinery is. They made that facility into a rail facility and continued to work on a refinery. Of course, there's the Davis refinery, that's the proposed refinery out in by Belfield. Status of that has been relatively tied up in court, I believe. Not a lot has been happening in that regard. As you know, just oil refineries are it's a big complex business. So I think any of those things.
Well, I would take your word for that one. I mean, I don't know that firsthand, but I'll take your word for that. Well, so, Cully is on.
Cully, you're on the line. Good morning.
I'm here. It's good to be here.
Hey, Cully, I have teed up your topic a little bit. Cully Cavanis is the president and co-founder of Caruso Energy, a company that's currently based out of Denver. But, Kelly, you are bringing something to North Dakota in the Bakken that I think is just a fascinating mix of technology. And one of our great challenges, of course, has been gas capture. Seeing a lot of infrastructure being put into gas capture in terms of gas processing facilities, more pipelines. But the gap in between those facilities, why don't you really simplistically, that even I can understand, us walk us through what Caruso Energy is on the ground doing in the Bakken?
Sure, yeah, and it's great to be on the program today. Caruso, what we do is we work on the challenge of flaring, which we have throughout the Bakken and other basins as well, which is really fundamentally an infrastructure and transportation challenge. It's hard to get the gas to market. It's often expensive to build out that last mile of infrastructure or add the capacity to capture those flares on the midstream side. What we do is we bring demand straight to the wellhead. And the way we do it is we capture the gas being flared, we generate electricity with it on site, and then we use that electricity in mobile modular data centers that we deploy straight to the wellhead. And we connect those data centers with wireless connectivity, so there's no requirement for physical infrastructure to be brought to the well site. And what that means is the operator can basically get rid of that flaring problem in just a couple of days. Once our equipment's on site, we can set everything up. You flip the system on, and you can just watch the flare shrink. And it's just a really fast, easy, low capex. It's zero capex, actually, for most operators, meaning capital cost solution for the flaring challenge.
So, Cully, give us just a very simplistic. So, basically, you're taking the gas off the flare, put it into servers on the well pad in trailers, much like you might see in a server room at a big office complex?
Yeah, it's actually the most energy-intensive types of computing is what we deploy, because we're trying to use up as much of that waste of energy as we can, and we want to deliver those energy-intensive types of computing. So it's things like blockchain computing, which runs 24/7, very energy-intensive computing process. It's things like artificial intelligence model training, which is a constant, intensive analysis of data and correlation of data points, which is very energy-intensive. Machine learning, model training, same kind of energy-intensive process. When we deploy those kinds of servers and those kinds of applications into the oil field, that's a kind of situation where we can really use hundreds of thousands of millions of cubic feet per day of otherwise flared natural gas and turn that into electricity for computing. It's not something like what you might be imagining, like storage. So storage is a low energy intensity type of computation. It's not even computation, actually. You're really just storing the data on a server, and then whenever it's being accessed, there might be a little bit of energy spent. What we're doing is the kind of stuff that's constantly churning servers and burning up energy.
Cully, some of the other forms of what you're doing might be something like Bitcoin or powering
exactly.
The cloud. And who might your customers be on the end of the utilization of that energy?
Yeah, Bitcoin's a great example. That falls in the category of blockchain, like I mentioned. So in that case, your customer isn't really an isolated individual or a company. It's really the whole network. It's the whole currency network. And by providing servers to the network, you're essentially securing and processing all the Bitcoin transactions that are happening second to second. So it's almost like being something akin to the Visa network, which is processing Visa credit card transactions. In this case, we'd be, processing blockchain and Bitcoin transactions. Another application would be, let's say there's a startup in Silicon Valley, and they're doing an artificial intelligence piece of software. Maybe they want to analyze images coming out of self-driving cars, something very cutting edge. Well, that requires a ton of computation. Those files are large. Analyzing them with machine vision requires a lot of computation. In that case, it's more of a graphics card-based process, and that's also very energy-intensive. And that can go from the smallest startup up to the largest companies in the world today are increasingly running big machine learning and artificial intelligence applications that require a lot of electricity. It is one of the biggest cost drivers for them. So our conclusion was, hey, you know, my background is geology and oil and gas. I was from the upstream industry, and I had struggled with flares in some of my previous projects. And the insight on our side was, hey, on one hand, we're burning all this energy. It's actually a huge pain point for the oil business. It's sort of a black eye for us in the public view. Environmentally, it's an embarrassment, and it's just inefficient. And on the other end, you've got these computing companies that they're constrained by access to energy. It's one of their biggest costs. Why can't one problem solve the other? Why can't the American oil field power a huge portion of this new digital economy? And we think that with new innovations in networking that allow us to bring high-speed connectivity out to the oil field, that's more and more possible every day. And so we're already doing it. We've got 15 data centers operating in the oil field throughout North Dakota, Montana, Colorado, and Wyoming. The Bakken is our biggest market, and we're expanding there quickly. So that's really our project right now, is to build out that data center infrastructure throughout the stranded gas regions like the Bakken.
Kelly, this is, we've had people from all over the world here trying to figure out how to best attack this flare gas capture challenge, and there's a lot of great other remote capture ideas out in the field. This is just one more tool. We know we're going to need more gas plants. We're going to need more pipelines. But this gap that you see out there, and you're really your niche in the business, is why the Bakken? What's specific about your technology and how it fits into the Bakken, besides just the fact that we have a flare out there?
Well, the Bakken has been a great starting point for us for a few reasons. One, the challenge of flaring is huge in the Bakken. It's on the order of 600 million cubic feet per day, more than a half a billion cubic feet per day. So there's just a large amount of it, and there are a lot of different operators to talk to, which means that there are lots of opportunities for us to get involved and help solve those problems. That's one aspect. The second is that the state, the government really wants this. They're really inviting any kind of solutions and innovation. And I would say of the different states we've talked to, they've been the most or one of the most forward-thinking in terms of, hey, if this can actually solve the problem and the flare can go away, let's give it a shot and let's try to encourage, you know, Crusoe to get out there and talk with our operators. So that's been a huge driver for us. And then the third is just that the rules in North Dakota are such that a lot of operators find themselves flaring because the rules aren't quite tight enough that well that didn't have midstream capacity. It wasn't prevented from being drilled in the first place, so it does come online and it is flaring. But the rules on the other side are strict enough that you can't flare indefinitely. And so there's an incentive to stop flaring once you have a well flaring. And that combination means there's a lot of gas that's going to flare, but there's also a reason to try to stop it. And so we see operators with a desire to find a solution. And like I said, we can be a fast solution. So let's say they're coming up against some kind of deadline. They can call us. We can deliver something to them quickly, whereas a pipeline might take years. And that's just been, you know, one of the benefits we can deliver.
Kelly's going to be one of the presenters at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on Wednesday, May 20th. Kelly, you're going to talk about your ability to really provide us a well site solution. And how about the footprint and the size on these pads? Because that's one of the things across North Dakota when you think about big solutions on these well pads. How big a space do you need?
Yeah, it's a great question. And we are nearing our fourth generation of the design of the system. And with each generation, we're getting it a tighter footprint, more energy dense, and all of that helps us deliver more capacity to a space-constrained location. So today, in a footprint of just, you know...
Kelly, we're going to jump to a break, but you're going to be back for the second half of this segment, and we would welcome any calls or texts on this topic as we look at a tremendous Silicon Valley meets Bakken solution here in North Dakota. We'll be back right after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 to get on What's in Your Mind, or you can text 701-226-8503. More
more on the way.
What's on your mind?
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dream. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Thorolson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Behind you, sir, 2020 outright. This year, Ellingson is celebrating being in business for 50 years. Plus, we've been in the Red River Valley for 20. To celebrate, we're offering our customers 50 plus 20, $70 per acre discount on any job in the Red River Valley. Ellingson Water Management. Get your project signed up, though, by March 1st, 2020. 701-893-9030, 701-893-9030. 9030 Ellingson Water Management. It's What's in Your Mind, and for Scott Hennen, Ron Ness.
Thank you, Todd, and once again, well, happy President's Day. We always knew we liked this guy, Todd. Fun President facts, Abraham Lincoln was a licensed bartender. He co-owned a bar of Barry and Lincoln's in the 1830s in Illinois. See, there you go.
And then we'd have prohibition.
I knew I liked that guy. we're gonna continue our call
5
with
o'clock somewhere.
We're gonna continue our discussion with Cully Cavness, is the CEO and co-founder of Caruso Energy, who is basically taken a Silicon Valley and technology and come up with a wonderful solution here in North Dakota for Bakken gas capture. Cully, we're going to talk briefly about how you've ramped up in North Dakota, and you've shown up with this idea just several months ago, and what's happened since then?
Well, we've scaled up really quickly, and like you mentioned, the main focus for us has been the Bakken. We started an office in a warehouse up in Williston. We've been hiring a lot of folks up there. We've got folks in the warehouse, electricians, people that used to work on fracking crews, people that used to work with compression companies, pipeline companies, generator rental companies. We're really hiring people that have a traditional oil field background to come and work in our data centers and work in our oil field deployments on our side. And it's just been really fun to scale up and bring some North Dakota residents onto the team. And that's a huge part of what we do is operations. So their skills and their ability to be safe and know their way around the oil field has been a big asset for us. And we hope to keep doing that and growing our presence up there. Like I said earlier in the program, we've deployed 15 data centers throughout the Bakken between Montana and North Dakota. Outside of the Bakken, we've got another 4 or 5 that have been deployed into Wyoming, Colorado. We're working with 6 operators in the Bakken today and look forward to growing that number as we go. And our biggest projects that we signed up have also been up there in the Bakken. We're signing up to deals in the order of 2 million cubic feet of gas per day. And we've made designs up to 5 and 6 million cubic feet of gas per day at a single site, which really moves the needle on in terms of flaring for a multi-well pad. And then down to 150,000 cubic feet per day. For smaller, older wells, we can also deliver a scaled-down solution for them. It's very modular, so we kind of add capacity by just adding additional container-based data centers as we go. And that's how we're growing up there in the Bakken. And like I said, it has been a real area of focus for Caruso.
Cully, one of the great challenges when we look at remote capture technology, of course, is the portability. The ability to work with the producers in that interim period between the time that the gas processor has capacity, and I've been pushing forward and encouraging you and others to work with the midstream companies who own the gas plants. As we begin to see these gaps, as we continue to improve our gas capture, there's going to always be gaps when plants are down. And is just finding any big challenges out there from a North Dakota starting a new business here, workforce? What are the challenges that you're running up against?
You know, the workforce is great up there. Maybe a little bit constrained sometimes if there's a boom. You know, obviously the labor market can get tight, and I would say we pay people competitively so that we can keep our workers. We want that always to be something where people view like they've got a great job when they're working with Caruso. And when we talk about midstream companies, I really view Caruso as an advantage to the midstream companies. And my prediction is that we end up working really closely with one or maybe more, multiple of these midstream companies, because when they are having a challenge, like they can't get to this pad for years, but that gas might be dedicated to their system. All of a sudden now they have another tool in their toolkit. They could deploy digital flare mitigation, which is what we call our solution, to that remote stranded site, and it can take care of that operator until they're able to bring in the traditional pipeline-based capacity. It's also a competitive advantage for a midstream company. Let's say there's a new operator and that acreage is not yet dedicated and they want to win that contract. Well, if they say, hey, don't worry about the minimum drilling commitment, don't worry about the minimum volume commitment, we'll just take as much gas as you produce with digital flare mitigation until you're up to the larger volumes that we require to underwrite our pipeline, and then we'll bring in the pipeline. If we work hand in hand like that, this is a huge level up for the midstream company that we work with, because it gives them this ability to propose more flexible terms to their operators, and I think the operators are going to like that. The regulators are going to like that. It's sort of a big win for that midstream company. And we're starting to have those conversations. We're kind of looking for who's going to be that big midstream partner up in the Bakken. We've had some similar conversations in the DJ Basin, where I'm from, around Denver, and we've had some good success on that front down there. So we think it's a business model to repeat. And your original question was around modularity and the mobile nature of our system. So that's a huge feature for us. We've mobilized multiple times now. We can do it in just a day once we decide to.
Great. Well, Cully, thanks for being our guest today, and a very exciting technology solution in the Bakken for gas capture. And we'll look forward to your presentation at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference on May 20th. So keep working out there, and we'll be back after these messages with Tommy Kendall and the drone industry.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.